You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Time to look ahead to the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima, which falls each year on the 13th of May. But stay tuned and listen to the voice of St. John Paul II.
Mary continues to invite us to pray for peace in the world and to do penance in order to bring about the conversion of many hearts.
Pope John Paul there, speaking in English, highlighting the call to pray for peace and reconciliation at the heart of the Fatima message. Only a week after his third visit to this well-known Marian shrine, situated just north of Portugal's capital, Lisbon. A message close to this Roman pontiff's heart. Since the first days of his pontificate, he'd expressed a particular devotion to Our Lady. Already as a bishop, he'd chosen the motto, Totus tuus sum Maria, a Latin expression, meaning, I am completely yours, Mary, in dedication to Our Lady. One certainly enhanced later on in life when he was shot at in St. Peter's Square on a significant date, the 13th of May, the very same date the Church remembers Our Lady of Fatima. In Pope John Paul II's mind, a sign rather than a coincidence, convinced it was through Our Lady of Fatima's intercession that his life was spared. That's why on that same date, a year later, he travelled to Fatima on a Thanksgiving pilgrimage, symbolically embedding the very bullet with which he was shot at in the crown borne by the statue of Our Lady. Ave
Maria. Quando duramente attingito naquele dia 13 de maio de 1981 fui salvo da morte.
Salvo da morte, saved from death by Our Lady. Speaking in Portuguese, Pope John Paul puts this belief in words in the presence of the Fatima faithful many years later. Once again, it was the 13th of May, this time in the year 2000. On a Saturday morning flooded with sunlight, surrounded by over 300,000 faithful, many of whom had reached the shrine on foot. Some from the furthest flung corners of this nation, all turning the huge square into what seemed a sea bobbing up and down with tiny white waves. Waves that were in reality white handkerchiefs. It works this way. A statue of Our Lady is carried around the square while the Fatima faithful greet her with their white hankies, all the while singing a moving Marian prayer. A significant tune for Fatima, but more significant still is a particular spot on the square where this statue is normally housed. It's the Capellinha, or Chapel of the Apparitions, built over the exact place where the holm oak tree above which Our Lady appeared to the three shepherd children for the first time on the 13th of May 1917 once stood.
In the Chapel of the Apparitions, I gave thanks for all that God's mercy wrought during the 20th century.
But on this Saturday of the year 2000, the chapel was tough to see. Even from Pope John Paul's privileged, cloistered, grandstand sort of position, with the backdrop of the dominant Yellowstone Basilica, where the tombs of the two little pastorinos, or shepherd children, are housed. It was for them, Francisco and Jacinta, that the Polish Pope was in Fatima, to put them on the path to sainthood, 83 years after that first apparition.
Francisco e Jacinta morto lo dia 20 de febbraio, in nome del Padre, del Figlio e dello Spirito Santo.
Sitting by Pope John Paul II for the occasion was the third visionary, 93-year-old Lucia, who's since passed away. She certainly wasn't going to miss this landmark moment. Exceptionally leaving her Carmelite cloister in nearby Coimbra to spiritually be with the little cousins with whom she shared so much. A charismatic figure with her visionary past, yet physically with, as I was to discover, a tiny voice. It was tough to see in this frail elderly lady the former shepherd girl Lucia dos Santos. Who once lived in the nearby hamlet of Aljustrel, a place I visited accompanied by João dos Santos, a close relative of Sister Lucia's, as the surname clearly reveals. He showed me around the stone cottage where Lucia used to live, next door to which the tourist board has housed some sheep, a reminder to pilgrims perhaps that it was from here the children drove the animals out to pasture each day, only yards away, the house where her two cousins once lived, together with their brothers and sisters. But as João told me with regret, sadly, the last of their surviving siblings died only days before the beatification. It was easy to imagine the children walking through the countryside with its thickets and dry stone walls that once served to herd the sheep in their pens at night. What was hard to imagine was the apparition itself, not only because of Our Lady's message to the three children to pray the rosary and sacrifice themselves for sinners, but because of how this message transformed the children's spiritual lives. As the postulator for the cause of beatification of these first two non-martyred children of the Catholic Church explains, he's the late Jesuit Father Paolo Molinari, and he speaks to us of one of these role models for future generations, Francisco.
Francisco, in a special way, was struck by the fact that because of the sinfulness of many human beings, God is sad. Say Jesus Christ, there's the sadness of Jesus, that even the Gospels speak of Jesus was sad in Gethsemane because of all the sinfulness of mankind that was the cause of his death.
But each of the children, Father Molinari added, expressed their spirituality in a different way. Jacinta, for example, had a particular devotion to the Holy Father, an awareness Pope John Paul expressed during the beatification ceremony when he mentioned her name to thank her in a special way for the prayers and the sacrifices she'd made, so the Holy Father could be saved.
Jacinta morto,
a clear reference to the so-called secrets of Fatima, messages Our Lady had revealed to the children during the apparitions. Incomplete messages, to which it had always been rumoured there was a third part, the keeper of which was Sister Lucia, who on that Saturday, 13th of May 2000, was right next to Pope John Paul II when he asked his Secretary of State, Cardinal Angelo Sodano, to read out the mysterious message with its description of immense suffering. A hush came over the square as the cardinal's voice boomed out.
A chave de leitura do testu so pode ser de carattere simbolico.
In a symbolic key, the cardinal read, the vision of Fatima concerns above all war against the Catholic Church by atheistic regimes. He spoke as Pope John Paul II looked on in his yellow vestments. Cardinal Sodano went on to say, It highlights the immense suffering endured by witnesses to the faith in the final century of the second millennium. As Pope John Paul himself had mentioned earlier,
quantas vittimas al longo dell'ultimo secolo del secondo millennio.
A message revealing an interminable way of the cross for the popes of the 20th century, including a figure of a bishop in white who falls in a hail of gunfire, presumably a reference to the assassination attempt against Pope John Paul II. What's certain is that this unannounced decision of the Holy Father to reveal the so-called third secret contained in a message Sister Lucia had placed in a sealed envelope in 1943 and had remained secret except to the popes until that
first 13th of May of the new millennium
was to add an even more personal dimension to Pope John Paul II's Marian devotion. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.